Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Ram Goldhar and Tehillim Maseches Ksubos Daf Ayin Beis, the seventh parak Hamadir. The Zichu Maseches Ksubos program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three daf we're going to focus on, number one, was taught in the Brisa. Reb Meir used to say, "What's the meaning of that which was written in Qoheles? Tov leches el beis eva, moleches el beis mishta. It's better to go to a house of mourning than to a house of feasting. Basher usof ko adam v'chai yiten alibo, for that is the end of all man, and the living should take it to heart." What does it mean that the living should take it to heart? Dvarim shel misa. They should take to heart matters of death. The Gemara explains this means that he should take to heart to sapad yisbudune, that one who eulogizes the dead now will have others eulogize him when his time comes. The kabar yikbaruni, that one who buries the dead now will have others bury him when his time comes. Didal yidulune, that one who raises his voice to cry for the dead now will have others raise their voice when he dies. The lava yilvune, the one who escorts the dead to the cemetery will have others escort him when his time comes. Ditanyi tauni, and one who carries the dead to be buried now will have others carry him when his time comes. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ve'el Yosos Shulub Aksuba, and these wives were divorced without Aksuba. However, Das Moshe V'Yehudas, one who transgresses the law of Moshe and the rule of Jewish practice. And what is meant by Das Yehudas? Yotze Barosha Parua. If she goes outside her home with her hair uncovered, she spins in the marketplace, or Medaberesim Ko Adam, she speaks with every man. The Mishnah brings additional opinions. The Gemara questions if covering one's hair is only Das Yehudas. Rather, it's a derisive of her is written regarding a sota, uparis rosha isha, he shall uncover the head of the woman. And it was taught in the base midrash of Rabbi Shmuel, Hazar lifnos Yisrael, shul yetzu bepeirui rosh. This is a warning to the Jewish daughters that they should not go out with their heads uncovered. The Gemara answers, deraisa kolasa shapir damer, that midraisa, it is enough if she covers her head with her hair basket, which Rashi explains is a basket worn as a headdress, which had a receptacle on top for her spindle and flax. Das Yehudas afil kolasa nami aser, but according to Das Yehudas, it's prohibited to go out with a head basket. A head basket allows her hair to be seen through the spaces in the weave. Das Yehudas requires a more effective head covering. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Hamakadosh is the Ishal Menashe in Aleha Nadarim, the Nimsa Aleha Nadarim ain't a Mekadeshes. If a man is Mekadosh a woman on condition that she is not under vows, and it is later found that she's under vows, she's not Mekadeshes. It was taught in the Brisa, the Mishnah was referring to the following types of Nadarim. Dvarim shel inui nefesh, matters of self-denial, that she'll not eat meat, that she'll not drink wine, or that she will not adorn herself with colored clothes. Or Papa asked, why should it make a difference what type of neder she made when the husband stipulated that she should not be under any vow? Rather, it must be referring to the seifa of the Mishnah where the husband did not stipulate any condition, but later discovered these vows. She loses her ksuba because most men would object to these nadarim of self-denial. Ravashi said that it does refer to the ratio where he stipulated that she had no vows. Even though he stipulated that she had no vows, the marriage is voided and the ksuba is forfeited only if she was under a vow that most men would object to. For only regarding something that people are generally makbid about is his hakpada considered a kapeda. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a brisa. Reb Meir used to say, what is the meaning of that which is written in Koheles? Tov leches el beis eva, moleches el beis mishta. It's better to go to a house of mourning than to a house of feasting. Basher hu sof ko adam v'chai yiten alibo, for that is the end of all man, and the living should take it to heart. What does it mean that the living should take it to heart? Dvarim shel misa. They should take to heart matters of death. The Gemara explains this means that he should take to heart to sapad yisbudune, that one who eulogizes the dead now will have others eulogize him when his time comes. The kabar yikbaruni, that one who buries the dead now will have others bury him when his time comes. Didal yidulune, that one who raises his voice to cry for the dead now will have others raise their voice when he dies. The lava yilvune, the one who escorts the dead to the cemetery will have others escort him when his time comes. Ditanyi tauni, and one who carries the dead to be buried now will have others carry him when his time comes. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ve'el Yosos Shulub Aksuba, and these wives were divorced without Aksuba. However, Das Moshe V'Yehudas, one who transgresses the law of Moshe and the rule of Jewish practice. And what is meant by Das Yehudas? Yotze Barosha Parua. If she goes outside her home with her hair uncovered, she spins in the marketplace, or Medaberesim Ko Adam, she speaks with every man. The Mishnah brings additional opinions. The Gemara questions if covering one's hair is only Das Yehudas. Rather, it's a derisive of her is written regarding a sota, uparis rosha isha, he shall uncover the head of the woman. And it was taught in the base midrash of Rabbi Shmuel, Hazar lifnos Yisrael, shul yetzu bepeirui rosh. This is a warning to the Jewish daughters that they should not go out with their heads uncovered. The Gemara answers, deraisa kolasa shapir damer, that midraisa, it is enough if she covers her head with her hair basket, which Rashi explains is a basket worn as a headdress, which had a receptacle on top for her spindle and flax. Das Yehudas afil kolasa nami aser, but according to Das Yehudas, it's prohibited to go out with a head basket. A head basket allows her hair to be seen through the spaces in the weave. Das Yehudas requires a more effective head covering. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, HaMekadesh is the Isha Menashe Ein Aleha Nedarim, V'nimsa Aleha Nedarim Ein Mekudeshes. If a man is Mekadesh a woman on condition that she is not under vows, and it is later found that she's under vows, she's not Mekudeshes. It was taught in the Brice, the Mishnah was referring to the following types of Nedarim. Dvarim shel inui nefesh, matters of self-denial, that she'll not eat meat, that she'll not drink wine, or that she will not adorn herself with colored clothes. Well, Papa asked, why should it make a difference what type of neder she made when the husband stipulated that she should not be under any vow? Rather, it must be referring to the Seifa of the Mishnah where the husband did not stipulate any condition, but later discovered these vows. She loses her ksu because most men would object to these nedarim of self-denial. Rav Ashi said that it does refer to the ratio where he stipulated that she had no vows. Even though he stipulated that she had no vows, the marriage is voided and the ksuba is forfeited only if she was under a vow that most men would object to. For only regarding something that people are generally makpid about is his hakpada considered a kapeda. All right, so now we go to our Simra Daf Ayin Beis, and this one was suggested to us by Rabbi Shaya Klein from Manchester. He suggested that Ayin Beis, which is of thick, is a thick piece of cake, a thick piece, and we use birthday cake, thick piece of birthday cake for Ayin Beis. So here goes. The man who put down the thick piece of birthday cake outside and went into the house of the Avel saw the deceased woman's head basket on the mantle and listened to her children sadly explain that their father divorced her when he discovered she made a neder not to eat meat or wear colored clothing. Once again, it's a motion. The man who put down his thick piece of birthday cake, thick piece of birthday cake, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Beis. The man who put down the thick piece of birthday cake outside and went into the house of the Avel, which reminds us it was taught in a Braisa, Rav used to say, what's the meaning of that which is written in Koheles? Tova leches al beis eva, meleches al beis mishta. It's better to go to house of mourning than to house of feasting. Ba'asher hu sof kol adam, l'chai yiten alibo, for that is the end of all man, and the living should take it to heart. What does it mean that the living should take it to heart? Dvarim shel misa, they should take to heart matters of death. The Gemara explains that this means that he should take to heart that what he does for the mace, such as eulogizing, bearing, or crying over him, will eventually be done for him when his time comes. So the man who put down the thick piece of birthday cake outside and went into the house of the Avel saw the deceased woman's head basket on the mantle, which reminds us the requirement for wearing a head covering is a deraisa and learned from the Parsha of Sota. But mid deraisa, a woman is able to go out with a kasa, a head basket, but according to Das Yehudas, it's prohibited to go out with it since it allows her hair to be seen through the spaces in the weave. Das Yehudas requires a more effective head covering. So the man who put down the thick piece of birthday cake outside and went into the house of the Avel saw the deceased woman's head basket on the mantle and listened to her children sadly explain that their father divorced her when he discovered she made a neder not to eat meat or wear colored clothing, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if a man is Mekadesh a woman on condition that she's not under vows, and it's later found out that she is under vows, she's not Mekadesh, as it was taught in the Brice, so the Mishnah was referring to the following types of Nedarim. Dvarim shel inui nefesh, matters of self-denial, that she won't eat meat, that she won't drink wine, or that she'll not adorn herself with colored clothes. So once again, the man who put down the thick piece of birthday cake outside and went into the house of the Avel saw the deceased woman's head basket on the mantle and listened to her children sadly explain that their father divorced her when he discovered she made a neder not to eat meat or wear colored clothing. All right, so now it's time to go to our four beloved back, Chazara. Daf Samaches. So the simmer Daf Samaches is Schach. So here goes. When the wealthy Schach deal is Schach, that must mean we're in Daf Samaches. When the wealthy schach dealer who would dress up as an ani to collect from the unsuspecting died, which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar said, Bob nachsi tovel remind, come on to show gratitude to the swindlers who'd pretend to be anim to collect staka. Shimalehen hainu chotim uchol yom. For if not for them, we'd be sinning daily. Rashi explains that we would be sinning for ignoring the needs of the poor. But now that there are swindlers, we have an excuse for distrusting them. So when the wealthy schach dealer who would dress up as an ani to collect from the unsuspecting died, his family debated what he would have wanted to give his daughter as a dowry, which reminds us, we've malchukas how we determine what to give an orphan girl from her father's estate as a dowry. Does she get what her first sister got, or do we consider changes in the father's financial status, or do we try to assess what the father would have liked to give? So, when the wealthy schach dealer who would dress up as an ani to collect from the unsuspecting died, his family debated what he would have wanted to give his daughter as a dowry. When all of a sudden someone revealed that at the time of his death, he said that his daughter should not be provided a dowry from his estate. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi, Parnase Eina Katanai Ksuba, an orphan's right to a dowry is not the same as her right from the Tanai Ksuba, such as her right to sustenance. The Gemara says that this is in line with what was taught in a Braisa, that if a father said at the time of his death that his daughter should not be sustained by his estate, we do not listen to him. But if he says his daughter should not be provided with a dowry from his estate, we listen to him because the right to a dowry is not the same as the right from the Tanai Ksuba. Daf Samach Tes. So the Simmer Daf Samach Tes is soot, and we use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The daughter of the deceased chimney sweep. Chimney sweep? That must be more in Daf Samach Tes. Soot. The daughter of the deceased chimney sweep who came to her brothers as a Baal's Chov to collect her one-tenth of land with the chimney, which reminds us, Rav Ashi holds bas Baal's Chov Havya. A daughter is only a Baal's Chov with regard to collecting her one-tenth. Rav Ashi explains that this means that she can be forced to take the cash or a specific plot of land. The Gemara asks if the daughter is considered a Baal's Chov of her father or of her brothers. The Nafkamina is whether she can collect Beinoni's land without a Shvuah or Zibor's land with a Shvuah. Rashi explains that if she's a Baal's Chov of her father, then she would be required to swear to the heirs that she's not already collected the debt and would only receive Zibor's. The Gemara brings a proof that she is a Baal's Chov of her brothers and therefore she collects Beinoni's without a Shvuah. So the daughter of the deceased chimney sweep who came to her brothers as a Baal's Chov to collect her one-tenth with the chimney tried to have her trustee give her cash instead of a field because she trusted her husband, which reminds us it's a malchokas when one deposits money with a trustee for his daughter in order to buy her a field for her nixei melugra as a dowry. And she says, I trust my husband, which Rashi explains means that she wants him to give him the money directly to her husband and he'll buy a field for her when she wants to. Do we say that the trustee must follow the father's instructions since mitzvah l'kaim dibrei emes? It's a mitzvah to listen to the instructions of the deceased. Or do we listen to her since she could sell the field immediately anyway? So the daughter of the deceased chimney sweep who came to her brothers as a Baal's Chov to collect her one-tenth of land with the chimney tried to have her trustee give her cash instead of a field because she trusted her husband. Until a rabbi balancing on a tall chimney shouted not to, since mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that the great sage Ilfa, a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, went and balanced himself on the mass of a sail and said, if there's anyone who comes and tells me a brisa taught in the Academy of Rechi and Rabbi Oshia, and I'm unable to derive it from a Mishnah, I will fall from this mass and drown in the sea. A certain man quoted a brisa, and Ilfa responded, who's the ton of this brisa? It's Rabbi Meir, who says in our Mishnah, mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. It's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the deceased. Daf Ein, so the Simmer Daf Ein is a one-eyed Martian. So here goes. The young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed Martian marshmallows. One-eyed Martian? That must mean we're on Daf Ein. So the young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed Martian marshmallows on their own, which reminds us, it was stated in the Mishnah in Gittin Daf Nun Tes Amun Aleph, Hapa'otas, young children, which Rashi defines as children 8 or 9, their purchases are valid purchases and their sales are valid sales with regard to metaltling, movable property. Rashi explains that regarding land, their transactions are not valid until they have two sorrows or reach the age of 20. Rafram said they only taught this ruling, she'ein sham apotropos, where there is no apotropos to manage the estate, but when there is, the purchases are not valid purchases and their sales are not valid sales. So the young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed Martian marshmallows on their own, over at a man prohibited his wife to benefit from him for 30 days, who didn't have enough earnings to buy the marshmallows herself. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the 7th parak states, Hamadar Azish Melhanos Lo Ad Shoshim Yom Yamit Parnas. If one makes a netter prohibiting his wife to derive benefit from him for up to 30 days, which Rashi explains is referring to receiving any support from him, he must appoint an agent to support her. The Gemara explains that the cases when the husband said to her, take your earnings in lieu of your food. Here the husband no longer has a chiv to support her. When the Gemara asks, why then is a shaliach needed to support her if she has earnings? Rav Ashi answers, the Mishnah is referring to a case where she has enough earnings for her big items, such as the food she needs, but not enough for the small items. The netter takes effect, but the shaliach needs to provide her with the small items. So the young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed Martian marshmallows on their own, over at a man prohibited his wife to derive benefit from him for 30 days, who didn't have enough earnings to buy the marshmallows herself, and declare that whoever supports his wife will not lose by it. Which reminds us, the Mishnah had said, Ad Shoshim Yom Yamit Parnas. If the netter was up to 30 days, he should appoint a steward to support it. The Gemara asks, isn't the steward functioning as the husband's shaliach? If so, how is this permissible? Rav Huna said, the Mishnah's case is, Ba'omer Kol Hazan Eino Mapsid. Where the husband says, whoever supports my wife will not lose by it, so that the steward is not acting based on a command from the husband, unlike a case that was brought from Gittin. Daf Ein Alf. So the Simmer Daf Ein Alf is a donkey going, ee-ah. So here goes. The man frantically riding his donkey, that must be more on Daf Ein Alf, ee-ah. The man frantically riding his donkey to find a pesach to his neder, not to support his wife for an unspecified amount of time, which reminds us, Rav said, where a man made a neder not to support his wife for an unspecified amount of time, then he must divorce her immediately and give her the ksuba. The Mefarshim explained that since he'll have to divorce her after 30 days, since people will find out about it and she'll be disgraced, she can get divorced immediately. But Shmuel said, afil bestam ol yotzi shema yimsa pesach hanidro. Even when the neder was for an unspecified amount of time, he does not need to divorce her immediately, for perhaps in the interim, he'll find a pesach for his neder and be released from it. So the man frantically riding his donkey to go find a pesach to his neder, not to support his wife for an unspecified amount of time, was shocked when the animal picked up the scent of the fragrance of her adornments, which she had last sprayed 30 days before, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Amud Aleph state that if one pronounced a neder on his wife that she should not adorn herself with any type of perfume, he must divorce her and give the ksuba. Rav Yossi says, with a poor woman he must divorce if he did not give a certain time limit for the neder. Whereas with a wealthy woman, the maximum term is 30 days. Abai explained that a chashuv woman benefits from the fragrance of her adornments for 30 days. A term of 30 days or less is not considered sufficient hardship to demand a divorce, since the fragrance from the last time she perfumed herself can last that long. So the man frantically riding his donkey to go find a pesach to his neder, not to support his wife for an unspecified amount of time, was shocked when the animal picked up the scent of the fragrance of her adornments, which she had last sprayed 30 days before, and then followed the scent straight to her father's home, where she was always eager to run back to. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a mother is ishto shalotel chabes avia. If one made a neder that his wife may not go to her father's house, if the father lives in a different city, then if the term of the neder included one regal, he could keep her as his wife. But if the term included three regalim, then he must divorce her and give her the ksuba. The Gemara notes an inherent contradiction where the resh implies that he must divorce her if the term includes two regalim, and the seva implies that he must only divorce her if it includes three regalim. One answer given is the resh was dealing with the radufa, a woman who's eager to go back to her father's home, whereas the seva is dealing with a woman who's not a radufa, who's not eager to go back to her father's home. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which step do we learn that the dowry is not like the Tanai Ksuba? For if the father says not to provide a dowry for his daughter, we listen to him. That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we darshan the pasuk Tova Leches El Beis Eva Meleches El Beis Mishnah? It's better to go to a mourner's home than to a house of feasting. That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn minors can purchase and sell metaltolin unless they have an apotropos? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn a woman is over Das Yehudas if she covers her hair with a kalasa, a head basket? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that the parnas supporting the wife for the 30 days is not acting on the husband's behalf because the husband said all who supports her will not lose out? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that a man who prohibits his wife to go back to her father's house who lives in another city must divorce her if the term includes two regalim if she's a redufa, if she's eager to return home? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn a woman is not mekudeshes if it turns out she made nadarim of inui nefesh, self-denial, such as not eating meat or wearing colored clothes? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn we marry off orphan girls before we marry off orphan boys? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that Rav Ashi says the case where a husband prohibits his wife to benefit from him is where she has earnings for her mezonos but not for the small extras? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that if a man makes a neder that his wife should not adorn herself with perfume, he does not have to divorce her up to 30 days if she's a wealthy woman, because the perfume of a wealthy woman lasts that long? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.